You'll be happy to know this.
Yeah.
When I was my most depressed, your show was one of the only things that made me happier during the day.
That's because it was so depressing that you go, oh, well, at least my life's not as bad as his.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now, Fatty, are you like, are you wearing black now? Are you in mourning that a fellow South Carolina gay has passed?
I'll answer that with a comment that I received from Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
Yeah.
In which he said, now that Miss Lindsey Graham Cracker has gone to glory, does that make you the oldest homosexual in South Carolina?
Get back into life.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Your show was one of the only things that made me my most depressed.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4839 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 26th of August, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to have more follow-up questions, tell you about my day, and Big Fatty, maybe talk about this music. With the news of Miss Dolly going to glory, that we wouldn't do the good morning items today. So anyway, oh Lord, y'all, I'm receiving messages from Flo. You know, Flo and the Nep and I are going to the Miss Dolly's theme park in November, and Flo says, "Oh, we can listen to her songs all the way there and cry together." Okay. Anyway, I love Dolly, but I'm not sure I'm gonna listen to her songs and cry. So anyway, just like with don't listen to my songs and cry. No, Big Fatty, no one ever said they would. But y'all, speaking of songs, y'all, did you notice a little change there at the beginning? Now, y'all, it was just a taste. Okay, I'm not changing the theme music or anything, but I thought it was kind of interesting how that owl over there at the Suno interpreted the music, and so there you have it. I thought it was kind of nice, and that ending was a little I don't know what it was, but it was an ending. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that is what is that? That's some cheese and some more of those wings I bought last Wednesday. Y'all, I think those are going to have gone to glory too. Beh, Fatty. So, y'all, not going to dwell on Miss Dolly. I'm sure Veda will have a veil on when we record the LFC on Sunday. So, y'all, stay tuned, as they say. Yes, Big Fatty.
Thank you.
Y'all were on question number 19 today, y'all. It was from February the 27th. Y'all, it's from Mr. Tim Kumal. And he says, Big Fatty, do you like your eggs over easy or sunny side up? Well, because the so-so questioner was Tim Kumal, Big Fatty is reminded that Intel-based apps are going to stop working on the Apple Snacks platform, but they will still work on platform shoes, which is a lucky thing for the SSQD. Now, returning to the topic of egg frying, Big Fatty reminds the listeners that fried eggs are vile. The SSQD couldn't agree more and recalls last year's SSQD research on turkey eggs. That's the so-so question 2025-15. Well, the closest Big Fatty will come to a fried egg is something called an egg-a-muffin. Big Fatty would rather have the muffin, sausage, and cheese and omit the egg entirely. As a pendant, the SSQD must know that the sandwich would no longer be called an egg-a-muffin if it had no egg. It would just be an a-muffin. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, the follow-up question is, would Big Fatty consider himself an ovaphobe like famed director Alfred Hitchcock? Now, y'all, I don't know what an ovaphobe is. Hey, Siri. We'll ask Gail and King. Hey, Siri, what is an O-V-A-P-H-O-B-E? Maybe it's somebody that's scared of eggs. Here we go. An ovaphobe is a person who has ovaphobia. Fanny! An irrational and intense fear of eggs. This specific phobia is characterized by an immediate panic response, racing heart, and overwhelming anxiety at the sight, smell, or even thought of eggs. No, I'm not an ovaphobe, nor do I have ovaphobia. I just think that fried eggs are just, y'all, they're just vile. Y'all, we've got another one here from Mr. Tim called Kumal. Y'all, I don't know that we've got time for this, though, so we may just have to hold off on that. Y'all, we definitely do not have time for this. So, it continues in the egg questioning, though. We'll just put this, we'll put a pin in it, as they say, and we will get to this egg question on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Fatty! A new little toy to play with. It's true. You'll probably be hearing a little more of the 1982 World's Fair music. Y'all got three or four different versions of it. Fatty, wasn't one enough? No, absolutely not. But y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, what did I do? Y'all, it was a quiet evening here in the villa. I did watch the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas, and y'all. Then after that, there was no sports ball game on Monday evening. And I just turned the TV machine off, and I, what did I do? Big Fatty, you read. I did read. I started reading more in my Apple Snack, The First 50 Years, and y'all, it's just so good. It's just so good. And y'all, we're at the point where Steve Jobs has asked that Tim Apple to take over the daily operations and everything. of the Apple Snack Company. And so y'all, that's about where we are, y'all. They're getting ready. The next chapter is all about the iPhone. And y'all, I just saw that the Apple Snack stores are gonna be redoing their layout so that they can what am I trying to say? Big Freddy, who the hell knows? Is there a bumper for it? I don't know. Not yet, anyway. Big Freddy, we'll just have a Big Freddy forgot what he was going to say. But anyway, they've got it's kind of like one of those home pods, except it's going to have a screen on it. And y'all, it's supposed to be the next best thing to slice bread. Big Fatty, you sliced some bread the other day. Yes, and I cut some cheese too. Yes, Big Fatty, we're still trying to get over the odor. It's like a fried egg vial. By the time I took my go-to-bed pills and I read quite a bit, by the time I crawled into the chain, but y'all, I was tired, and y'all, I slept like a baby. Y'all, I was in bed before 9 p.m. in the evening, and y'all woke up, I don't know, about 6:30 a.m. in the morning, maybe a little bit before that, but it wasn't because I had to TT or anything. Y'all, it's because I was awake, and y'all, I had gotten about 8.5 hours of sleep. Yes, Big Freddy, and or more. I don't really remember. Big Freddy, play that bumper again. Big Freddy can't remember what he was gonna say. So y'all, I got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all, read my e-paper, had my coffee, did my puzzles, and had my brofkas. Y'all had some more of that cheese sourdough toast that I had made. And y'all, then I started my nipple walking around the villa here, and then it was time for me to head out. Y'all, I was off. I was off to senior size class. Y'all went and did that. Y'all, it was a good class today. The air conditioning was just a blasting. It was lovely. Y'all, I've seen that, like, Moose Pea and Mr. Cackle, and I think that Veritable Virgo all said that they could take, there was a little taste of fall in the air. And, y'all, it tastes like summer. It's hot. Still here. Although I will say our highs are not going to be in the upper 90s anymore. Y'all, they're going to be in the upper 80s to low 90s. So that, you know, we'll take every degree lower we can get. Yes, Big Freddy. And the lows are finally getting in back into the mid 70s. So at least we're cooling down some at night. Y'all came back from from a senior size class, and I watched The Price is Right. I had some of those chicken wings. I put them in the air fryer, and it was and they were fine. Y'all about burnt my mouth on them. They're so hot. Y'all, it's kind of like the mashed potatoes of last week. Old Crooked Hat said he burned his mouth. Y'all, scorched it. You know, like taking a bite of the pizza pie and the cheese just does a number on you. Yes, Big Freddy. And so I did that. And something was wrong with my Apple clock. It wasn't giving me credit for the mileage I had walked. So I've got to do some more nipple walking after I record this. But y'all, before I can do that, I'm going to have to jump in this chair, and I'm going to have to get all gussied up and head over to Shady Pines. Y'all, my lady friend who went to Glory Beer, Dolly Parton? No, my other one. Oh, okay. There hadn't been an obituary or anything, so I'm anxious to get some more details, because I'm sure the gossip, what is that, the gossip, pot will have boiled over by now. That's not what I was trying to think of.
Big Freddy forgot what he was going to say again.
Anyway, and y'all, I laid down for a few minutes, closed my eyes, and it was lovely. It was just lovely. And now here I am recording the little show, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. You know, I've got one of those scratch-offs that Lamont Cranston sent me from the South Kakalaki, and I got a Price is Right scratch-off to replace it. And y'all, let's see what we have to do here. It says, scratch the entire play area, match any of the wheel numbers to any of the winning numbers. When the prize shown for that number, reveal a spin symbol with all 14 prizes and win all 14 prizes shown on the wheel. Let's see what the winning numbers are. The first one is a 3 and a 23 and a 35 and a 29. So y'all, let's see what our wheel numbers are. Y'all, first up, we have what is that? That's a 15 and a 12. No winner there. 38 and 34. Not a winner. We have 27 and 4. Not a winner. Next up, we have 39 and 30. No winner there. And then we have 25 and 33, not a winner. We have 37 and is that 7, not a winner. And then we have 24 and 28, not a winner. And that's it. But y'all, there's a bonus showcase round, and on that we have to scratch our bid and the actual price. If yours bid matches the actual price of the showcase, win the prize shown. All right, so here we go. Let's see what showcase number one. My bid is $29,875. The actual retail price is $28,375. Oh, Big Fatty, you went over. And in showcase number two, my bid was $21,475, and the actual bid was $21,325. Big Fatty, it's a double over. Oh dear, guys, see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Wednesday. Y'all be the regular routine on Wednesday. Y'all hadn't heard from the Nip since I dropped him off on Sunday. I'm sure he's back to his old ways of living in a cave. Yes, Big Betty. So we'll see. I'll probably see him Wednesday. Y'all, by the way, I forgot to mention that the Jeopardy Masters is a two-week event, and it started on Tuesday evening. So y'all, if you like the Jeopardy, you might want to go over there and watch that over at the ABC. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Throwing Down. And Cricket Hat, is there anything you want to share to folks out there?
Your show was one of the only things that made me my most depressed.
Oh, Big Fatty makes it sound like he's the only one that feels that way about you.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.